Well, good morning, everybody. We'll go ahead and get started here. I see people still logging in, but we'll get underway. It's almost five after. This is Matt Kuhn. I'm the National Sales Director with Pacesetter Advantage, and I welcome you all for being on here with us this morning. First thing I'd like to do is ask all of you to reach down and mute your phone or your computer, whatever you're on, just to eliminate whatever background noise we can. It makes it much more enjoyable for everybody else if we don't have to listen to background noise. So if you could do that, that eliminates me from having to mute everybody, which I don't like doing because I'd prefer you to be able to speak up when you have something you want to add or questions or whatever it is. So again, thanks for being on here this morning. We won't take a whole lot of time. We're usually less than an hour. Let me change that. We're always less than an hour. This morning probably be 30, 40 minutes, somewhere in there. Our conference calls, as always, are an open forum. We can talk about any and everything you want to talk about, whether it's lead, appointment setting, closing, sales, products, anything you have questions on, you want help on, you want to throw some ideas out to get suggestions, feel free to do it. Nothing's off the table. I usually have an agenda that I'd like to cover, but I prefer that take a backseat to whatever, if somebody wants help on something, because this is an excellent forum. If you're needing ideas, if you're struggling in a certain area, to get help with that and try to get you on the right track. Every call we have, there's always a great mix between veteran producers that are out there doing it every day and know exactly what they're doing, all the way down to guys that are still working on their license and just now getting into business. So we always have a great mix between those two. So there's always somebody to help you out. So first thing I'd like to do is just kind of open it up. If anybody has any specific questions, concerns, anything they'd like to talk about this morning.
I'm new. I work with another agency. My name is Fred Keyes. And I'm just curious as to, and we can maybe talk about this later, the carriers that you have, the commission set or, schedule, et cetera. So maybe we can talk about that later.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Fred, if you don't have my number, my direct number is 816-945-9188. You can give me a holler and we can talk about whatever carriers would be a good fit for you as far as filling your niches that you have and making sure that you're well covered. But yeah, give me a holler. I'll be in the office all day today or tomorrow or Monday, whatever works for you.
All right. That's a winner. I'll mute my line.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, Ray Pater here. Hey, I'm listening in. Once the call's done too, I may want to talk with you if you have a few minutes, just one-on-one too, but just listening in here. So
yeah, sounds good. Glad you're on here with us, Ray, but yeah, give me a holler.
Okay.
Does anybody have anything that they would like to talk about? If not, I'm going to get real specific on a couple different products that'll be. Yep.
Hey, real quick, it's Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
I wanted to see if anybody had come across Colonial Penn sending out multiple offers after you go and replace their business for more term at lower cost. I've had it happen three times. Obviously, you're going, you know, you're looking to convince for the guarantees of the whole life. But then they like to throw in, well, you should get much more. We'll renew your term. Here you go.
Yeah, so you're saying after you've replaced it, the pleas they make to try to get them back on the books with term?
Exactly. I usually call them up with the person there, and then they send out their, I don't know, it's term to 95 right after that, and it's typically cheaper and more, at least in the state of Colorado, death benefit, excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, I personally, I don't know that I have seen any, like, increase, like a barrage of that after replacing one of those. Now, the caveat to that is obviously if clients don't tell me or show me, I don't know what they're getting as far as mail offers or phone calls or whatever it is. I would say the biggest thing to that, you know, is when you're doing the replacement. And obviously, if you made a replacement, you're doing some of it, but it's to just make very clear in, you know, the education process of the difference between whole life and term life, you know, and that they're getting something that, you know, is going to protect them forever, no matter what age. They're not going to outlive it. There's no risk that falls back on them, you know, whether they live to be 81 or 96 or whatever it is. The other thing that I always like to make clear to clients, just to kind of discredit mail offers in general, because that's usually, like you said, where the problems come from and where people get misconceptions in their mind is they get a mail offer, whether it's a graded 2-year return of premium product or whether it's super cheap term or whatever. I just tell them and make sure they understand you will never be able to sign up through the mail, sight unseen, with any kind of policy and get a better deal and get more value than what you can do sitting right here with me. The reason being for that is because I am an underwriter. I'm laying my eyes on you. You know, our home office puts a lot of weight on my shoulders to come out here and look you in the eyes and help them make a determination if you're a good insurable risk. And if so, we're going to give you the best deal possible. So anything you get through the mail, you know, that you can sign up and take a policy out, you're never going to be able to get what I can give you, because those companies don't know if you're in a nursing home and they don't know if you're on a ventilator or whatever it is. So I just try to hammer that home too. Like I said, just a kind of a general umbrella to put myself over and above anything that they're going to see in the mail. Another thing I like to tell them too is, you know, I'm your agent. I'm your guy now for any and all life insurance needs that you have. I am going to be your resource, you know, so I'm not here just to help you get set up with a policy today, but from here to the day you die, you have any questions, anything that you need help with, I'm your guy. So if you get something in the mail and it confuses you, just call me and I'll stop out and look at it with you. And we can sit down together and figure out exactly what it is and what it's saying. Now, I can't tell you that anybody ever takes me up on that. But I always just make it sure that, you know, from here on out, I'm your guy. You've got your own personal agent. So anybody else see anything? So you're talking just Colonial Penn specifically, Ryan?
Yeah, great points. I mean, I've saved 2 out of 3. It's just annoying when they fire this stuff, you know, off, because they know what's going on, you know. But they send out, like, either the same coverage or 5,000 more, and it's cheaper on a monthly basis. So, you know, they just try to wedge that, oh, I'm taking advantage of them by price, even though it's not permanent. They're like, well, I'm going to leave, you know, I don't think I'm going to live that long. So just stuff like that pops in. But I've seen it 3 times now. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, and those are specifically into instances where you've replaced Colonial Penn, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Like I said, I think the biggest thing is to just make sure that you're heavy on the educational side when you are replacing it and letting them know why it's a better deal for them.
Yeah.
Just so they can, you know, have that thought in their head when they do get something like that in the mail.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure about those replacements from Colonial Penn, but I would suggest possibly, if it depends on their age, but you know, we do have the AmeriCo product, HMS. If they're still in their 60s, if they're up to 69, there's a 20-year level term that they offer, as long as they qualify, which would bring them up to age 89. So that might compete. Depends upon, they have to get through the underwriting, though, but that's one option as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something I think that we all lose sight of a lot of times, just because we are – you know, laser focused in the final expense business is some of those other ancillary products that we do have at our disposal when they fit for a client. And like this, that Greg just mentioned, that HMS, a great option. That HMS is available up to 75. And so it's a term product, but it, like I said, if that's what you're faced with and that's what those people are concerned with, is you know, hey, this is cheaper, I get more coverage, I'm doing term. Well, okay, well, I've got a better option for you as far as term goes too. The other thing too is that if you have any clients under 60, that HMS with return of premium, where they get all their money back at the end of the term, that's pretty tough to beat. And I wrote one of those this week, and how I presented it to a client was, you know, I did all my educational material. So here's what term is, why it's good, why it's bad. Here's what whole life is, why it's good, why it's bad. Well, I actually have a product right now that's a hybrid between the two. I can get you term so we can carry these higher levels of coverage, you know, why you need it. But then remember I told you the downside of term is that your coverage is going to run out. Well, with this hybrid product, I just eliminated that. So we're going to have the higher amounts while you need it. Well, at the end of the term, you're going to get all your money back. Well, with that, you know, if we're going to give you, I think in this illustration, he was going to get like $15,000 back at the end of the term. Like, well, now that's our permanent solution. What we can do with that, if you need the cash for something, by all means, it's there. But we can also make sure that you're covered for the rest of your life with insurance. So I showed him what that would roll into a single premium policy at that point. And it was a slam dunk because, again, his big hesitation with whole life is he couldn't get enough coverage based on his budget. But that HMS with cash back solved that. He got the coverage he wanted, and he also had something permanent down the road. So, but, yeah, absolutely, Greg. I mean, we lose sight of that a lot of times. But usually if you just tell people, you know, if they say, well, I'm going to do this, it's term. Like, okay, well, I've got an option for you, too, that's going to be better than that. Anyone else on that topic? Okay. I was going to get into a couple things carrier specific here. First one is based on the Americo Eagle product, which a lot of guys are writing more and more of. If you haven't wrote that at all, I would almost say it's kind of addictive. I mean, guys really like the simplicity of the iPad. And once you write it a few times, it's kind of tough not to write it. The big things about it, I think why it's appealing to guys, and it's why I turn to it a lot when I'm in the field, is you get that instant decision while you're in the house. But if you're using the iPad, you can get that final decision without having to pick up a telephone and get a third party involved. And for me, that's very appealing. I mean, even if I have a client that's in perfect health, anytime I can eliminate having a third party involved in my sales process, I'm all for it. So, but guys are writing a lot more of that. And Americo, as of tonight, they will update their system. So when you log in tomorrow morning, these two changes will be present with the Eagle eApp. The first one is they're adding a child-grandchild rider to it. This is completely different than the child rider that they've had on their other policies before. This is a true grandchild rider. They don't have to be dependents. They don't have to, live with the grandparent or anything like that. This grandchild rider, if anybody's familiar with the grandchild rider that Occidental and American Amicable has, it's going to be identical to that. So they can add their grandchildren on their policy, cover each one of them for $5,000, and it's $1 for each grandchild. So if they have five grandkids, we can put all their names on there. Each one of them is covered for a $5,000 death benefit, and it's only going to add $5 a month to their premium. This is, like I said, it's big. I've always loved Occidental and American Amicable's grandchild rider. I didn't love the rest of their product and their process and their new business department and everything else, so it never got a whole lot of traction in my eyes. But being able to put this on the Americo Eagle, I think, is big. The two things that that's going to do for you: one, obviously, just from a value proposition, when you're making a sale, all of a sudden, instead of talking about insurance on one person, you can be talking about how you're providing insurance on 2, 3, 5, 10 people, okay, that you're covering everybody. And the premium difference for doing that is very insignificant compared to what it was when you're only covering one person or when you're only covering grandma. So one, the value proposition. Two, from a persistency standpoint, I think the grandchild rider is huge, because here's what happens is as soon as grandma does this, she tells, you know, whoever it is, if it's her daughter, hey, you know, I got a policy. I've actually got the grandkids covered too. Oh, awesome. Or, you know, even if it's the grandson that's 15 years old, he's like, well, guess what grandma did for you today? You know, you've got some life insurance on you. Now, why that's big is because 3 months from now, 3 years from now, 6 years from now, when budget gets tight or somebody comes in for replacement or whatever it is, they have to keep that grandchild rider in mind. So if it's budget gets tight and she's trying to decide if she can afford it anymore or if she wants it anymore or not, well, God, I told my daughter that I had all the grandkids covered. I can't get rid of this now. Or I told my grandson, Jimmy, that I had life insurance on him. I can't get rid of it now. Or when somebody comes in for replacement and they're, you know, slinging, you know, whoever it is, you know, instead of just trying to replace the coverage on her, she's like, yeah, but this policy covers all my grandkids too. So it's very big from a persistency standpoint and the value that it's adding. AmeriCo is going to make it super easy to add on there. Like I said, it's going to be on the iPad. You just select it, put in the kids' names. 5,000 is the max. Can never be higher than the original policy though. So if grandma's only getting three, then all the kids can be covered for is 3,000. Can do kids anywhere. They have to be 15 days old, but so pretty much newborn. You can add them on, or they can be anybody that's under the age of 17. So 0 through 17 are the ages in which grandkids can be on it. Once they're on it, they're covered up through age 25. At age 25, they can convert that into their own policy if they choose to. The other thing that will happen is all future grandchildren are included in it automatically. So they have two grandkids right now, but a couple others are born, they're automatically going to be included in that coverage. I shouldn't say automatically. They're automatically eligible to be included in that. They just have to call within 60 days of when they're born and add them onto it. So obviously that add a dollar to their premium. That being said, the rider itself cannot be added after the fact. So either the rider is in force or it's not when you write the original policy. If it is enforced, then any future grandkids can be added on to it. But they're going to make it really easy in the terms that you don't need date of birth for the grandkids. You don't need social security number for them. You just put their names on there. You don't need their parents' signature or anything like that. It's going to be super easy to add. Again, that'll be effective as of tomorrow morning. The other thing with AmeriCo, the change that will be effective tomorrow morning, is that they are completely redoing the they are completely redoing the signature process for the AmeriCo Eagle. And I haven't seen it yet because it's not live yet, but I did have a conference call with AmeriCo trying to glean as much information I could out of it. And the big thing about it is that it's going to have an offline mode. Supposedly there's other changes that will happen with the signature that are going to help it out, but it's going to have an offline mode. So you can write an Eagle if you don't have internet access. You guys, if maybe you have an iPad that's Wi-Fi only and you're in a house and they don't have Wi-Fi, you can still go through the whole process, write the Eagle. The only thing, you just won't get the instant answer while you're in the house. So the offline mode, you'll go through it, you'll write it, you'll fill everything out, you'll get all the signatures on it. And then once you get back to where you have Wi-Fi, you can hit submit. It'll go in, it'll initiate underwriting, it'll tell you, yes, you're approved, here's a policy number. You can call the client back and say, yep, went through just fine. So I think that's going to be very helpful. One of the main situations is if you're writing, you know, out in the boondocks somewhere where you don't have any cell coverage, even though you usually use the Eagle the regular way, but you don't have any cell coverage, you can still use that Eagle. You can get it done, get signatures on it, and just submit it when you get back to the office. It does obviously eliminate one of the advantages, which is the knowing we're approved before we leave the house. But as a backup, you know, at least it's there and you can still use that product when you don't have internet service. So those are the two things on AmeriCo. Does anybody have any questions on either of those? Okay. The next thing, I've got two new carriers that we're adding on that you will have at your disposal if you choose to get contracted with them. The first one we've sent an announcement out on already, which is Oxford Life. And we've got a bunch of guys that are in the process of getting their contracting done with Oxford right now. Oxford's a carrier that has very, very good rates. So it's something that can be in play for you a lot of times. It is only a preferred product or a level product. They don't have different levels, you know, to grade it or modify it or return a premium. It's an accept or decline on the preferred, the level product. Up to 30,000. Like I said, rate-wise, it'll put you being very competitive in just about every situation that you're in front of. And the importance of that varies from agent to agent. You know, a lot of agents that we work with, as long as they're in the ballpark, they're not worried about being cheaper than everybody else. And other agents, they want to find the bottom dollar premium on everyone that they can. And so it'll be something that's very usable for that. As far as the process on it, paper app, call in, do a phone interview, get an answer right there while you're in the house. They do have an e-app, but it's not a true e-app. It's just an electronic submission method so that you can submit your app as a PDF instead of having to put ink on paper. But it's not an e-app that's going to give you a decision on the e-app. So if you do the e-app process, you still have to call in and do the phone call with it. So,
hey, Matt.
Yep.
Matt, you said preferred only. At least that's what I heard you say. Does that mean it's not good for somebody with type 2 diabetes?
Not necessarily. Preferred only, but they have their own underwriting standards. So, no, I mean, it's not going to decline absolutely everything. Something that I have done already, and I will actually try to throw it out to everybody in an email today, but it will definitely be posted on our training website within the next hour here. I have updated our field underwriting guide to include Oxford. So you'll be able to look through that. It's actually got both of our new carriers on it already. So you'll be able to look through that just like all of our other products and find out where you can get them approved at. But no, type 2 diabetes, definitely not. I mean, even insulin is not necessarily a decline. With Oxford, they can't be diagnosed with diabetes before they were 30 years old. But after that, the issue of diabetes itself is still going to be, quote unquote, in the preferred or acceptable category for them. So, but along those lines, as far as underwriting, I'm actually going to ask Greg Avalos. He's got some experience with Oxford. If he was going to kind of share some ins and outs and things to be aware of as far as Oxford goes. So, Greg?
Hey, Matt. I want to address that diabetes question. Type 2 diabetes is a non-issue. I've had people get through their system carrying 120 units of insulin a day and got them approved. So it hasn't been an issue thus far. So let me just tell you about my experience. First, in my experience, when I was researching FE, I had looked at different carriers and listened to different takes on agents' experience with them. And for the most part, what I discovered was most people said, only use Oxford with your healthy clients. And so I took that to heart. I only want to get healthy. Well, the more and more I used them, I found they took more and more things. I'm going, Jesus. You know, at the end of the interview, I was thinking they were going to get declined, and yet they got approved. So let me tell you why they're right now they're my go-to carrier. A couple reasons. First off, they're rated A by AM Best, and like Matt said, they're one of the lowest priced out there. Why is that important to me? It's important to me, first off, that I knew I did a really good job. I got them a great care that's going to give them a great rate, as well as I don't have to worry about someone coming behind me and getting replaced. So that takes a huge load off my shoulders, because when I tell them I'm getting them into one of the best products at the best prices, they can bank on it. So I feel really good about that. The other thing is they give you an instant decision right there on the phone. And they're not one of the companies that will come back 2 or 3 weeks later and say, you know what, we're going to reverse our decision. That has happened with many carriers. They don't do that. If you get a decision that they say it's declined and you think it's borderline, you can also appeal it. The underwriter will call you back typically in 24 hours to discuss the case with you. I've gotten 2 cases overturned, even though the interviewer had declined it based upon whatever reason. And what I like about their underwriting, it's impairment-driven process and not medication-driven process. Because typically, what I usually do is I have a medical history questionnaire, and I put down the date of the day, their date of birth, their height, weight. I put down, you know, smoker, non-smoker. Have they had any strokes, cancers, heart conditions, diabetes, any kidney or liver issues, those types of things. I write down all their meds, and while I write down all their meds, I'm putting down the dosage amount, how long they've been taking it for, and what they're taking it for. So mentally, I'm asking myself, which carriers are going to take this based upon their medical condition and not their medical, the medication driven. And it tells me if I'm going to be with Oxford right away. And if they are, then I know it's just on the, they may to get declined just upon their condition and not their meds, because they take a lot of meds that I thought would be declined. As long as the applicant can answer all the questions no, regardless of their meds, they should be approved. Oftentimes you say, oh, wow, look at all those meds. They're not going to get approved. No, if they can answer no on those questions, it's going to get approved. Here's how I do it with my the process I use to make sure I get a good decision, a favorable decision. So before I get the interviewer on the phone, what I do is when I take a look at their meds, say it's a med that's for depression or anxiety, something like that, I say, okay, they may ask you what you're taking this medication for at the end of the interview. So you have depression, right? Yes. Okay. When you tell them depression, tell them mild depression. I use this for mild depression, mild anxiety. Those types of phrases. If you're using high blood pressure meds, they may ask that. All they want to know is what they're using it for, because typically at the end of the interview, they will say, we have, due to confidential sources, we have reason to believe you're taking such and such medication. Are you taking this medication, and what are you using it for? And all they want is, and early on, I thought, oh, geez, they're asking this question, they're going to get declined. No, they just want to know why you're using it, why they're using it, rather, so they understand it better, and they put that in the notes. Lately, this is what's been happening. On the front of the application, there is a phone number for their phone interview, the POS. Sometimes it goes to voicemail, and you're going, oh, great, I'm here with the client, I want to do an interview now. I just get right back on the phone and just redial it, and repress the number 1, 2, 3 times, and someone will answer. So don't feel like you're going, oh, geez, no one's available. Sometimes it just may take just a little bit to get through. At first, I never had an issue, but lately I've been having a little bit of that. If you're looking for a risk assessment, which I don't do anymore because I kind of know their application pretty well, you might have to call 2 or 3 times, but back to back to back. Don't wait 5 minutes. Just call immediately, and someone will answer the phone. But here's something that I want you guys to understand. Another reason why I use this is if somebody has, they might have Lincoln Heritage, AARP, Senior Life, Colonial Penn, Globe Life, Bankers, those types of products. And even if they've had those in force for 4, 5, 6 years, I have been able to replace them with a lower rate. However, you got to be careful with your replacements because they have a replacement ratio. You can't have more than X amount of applications. Say, for example, you did 10 the first month and 6 were replacements. That's over the 50% ratio. The first 2 months, I did like 36 applications and I did well, but then the next 2 months after that, I had more replacements and they called me up and told me to hold back a little bit on the replacement ratio. So I didn't understand that at first, but one thing for sure is if somebody has like this gentleman said, globalized earlier, I usually take them down all day long and they usually rarely ever have an issue with any replacement issue. And I know I went over this pretty quickly, but another thing, the reason why I like this is the policy also gets issued in 48 hours. And even though today's date, if I get the application today's date and it's being issued on the first, they're drafting on the first of the month, they'll issue the policy in 48 hours and send the policy to them. So they'll have it well ahead of time. So I like that, and you get paid very, very quickly with them as well. So it depends upon how confident you are in their drafting, but for the most part, they draft really well for Social Security as well.
How long?
I don't know if you have any questions.
Well, I have a question. It seems that you started the process with an independent underwriting questionnaire that wasn't the application for Oxford. It was actually something you either have or somebody has given to you. Is that right?
Yes. Because I use, when I write these things down mentally in my head, I'm asking myself, is this going to go to Oxford? Is this going to go to Rural Neighbors? Is this going to go to Foresters? Based upon the meds or their conditions. Oh, and also I have on here such things as, and I circle them so the client can see, are you drawing Social Security? Do you have a private pension? Do you have a local bank? Or does that Social Security go to a Direct Express card? Do you have a valid ID? I want to know this question ahead of time. It tells me what carrier to go to ahead of time, so I don't have to get in that position later on saying, oh, you didn't tell me this is Direct Express, or you didn't tell me you're not a California resident or something of that nature.
Just that form that you're using, is that something that's supplied by Paysetter?
No, it's something I put together myself a while back ago, but easily available. I can get it to you easily.
All right. My name is Greg. What is your name? And I'll contact you.
My name's Greg.
Greg what?
Greg Avalos.
I'll hook you guys up on a joint email here, Greg and Greg.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you, Matt.
Special.
Yep, absolutely. And as far as the underwriting, I mean, obviously Greg likes gathering a lot of that other additional information, but as far as the underwriting goes, which is I think what you were really getting at there, Greg Bodo, you can pull out any app and start asking the health questions on it. They're all going to have roughly the same question. But the thing that does for you is just gives you an idea of what health problems they do or don't have. And then you can refer to our field underwriting guide and you're like, okay, the only thing that they said they had was COPD. So you can get the field underwriting guide and look across on COPD and figure out what kind of options you've got. So, I mean, that's just instead of having to go through each carrier by carrier trying to figure it out. But my recommendation is whoever you want to write initially, whoever you in your head is your go-to carrier, if these people can qualify, I want to put them with this company. Start out with that application, run through the health questions on it. If you ended up with any yeses, then you're going to refer to your field underwriting guide and see what kind of options you have from them.
Okay.
How long is that phone call?
Typically, I usually get done in under 15 minutes. And how I know that is my phone has a timer, obviously. So my job is to get in and out there. And I know the paper application so well, I never use the e-app. It's like an SNL, except for SNL, the only problem with SNL, you have to write down all their meds and all that stuff. But here, with Oxford, you don't. So I'm out of the interview in less than 15 minutes usually.
And they pay on issue?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you get paid within 2 or 3 days.
Like Royal Neighbors.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's just kind of a general note on eApps. Unless you have an eApp that actually gives you a decision, which would be Americo Eagle and Security National Life, I don't recommend using them, because an eApp is never quicker than a pen and paper. I mean, I think we can all write and fly through a paper app faster than we can navigate an eApp and type information in. So, like I said, unless they're going to give you an instant decision on that eApp in the house, there's really no point in using it. I mean, the paper's quicker. You can scan it in when you get back to the office. But that 15 minutes, that's about as good as you can ask for if somebody's going to give you a decision. I know of only one of our carriers that will beat that time-wise on a phone interview and give you a final decision, and that's American Home Life can do it in like 6 minutes and give you a final decision. Their product's not nearly as useful as Oxford will be, though, so that's kind of a moot point. But 15 minutes is good for getting a final decision, without a doubt.
Yeah, I'm good.
Thank you for sharing all that, Greg. I think that's some awesome insight from somebody that's written that product and actually has firsthand knowledge of it. So I greatly appreciate that, and I know that everybody else does too. Anybody have any other questions about that as far as Oxford goes?
Yeah, I got a question here, Matt. Trey Herman here.
Hey, Trey.
What's their method of payment option?
Bank draft.
Okay. So they don't offer direct express or just the FDs?
Yeah, just a bank draft. That'll bring me into our next topic, though. Does anybody else have any questions on Oxford? Okay. The other carrier that we had just added and we will be contracting for next week, just let me know if you want to get contracting on it, is Prosperity Life. It's their new Vista, is their final expense product. That Trey has a debit card option. So that's another option for debit cards, credit cards, Direct Express. So Prosperity, I'm really excited about adding them too. I mean, I'm excited about having Oxford on board because what they're going to provide for us. Prosperity, I am too. And depending on what state you're in, it's even going to be more useful. We got some guys that are in states that don't have some of our other companies, and they will have Prosperity, so it'll be a great addition for them. Prosperity's really kind of the other end of the spectrum than Oxford is. They have three different levels. They've got a preferred, a true graded that pays 30% year one, 70% year two, and then they also have what they call their modified. Their modified is based on a return of premium, but it's different than all of our other return of premiums. So it's not actually return of monies paid in. So for instance, like Gerber, if you write that, they've paid in 2 months, they're going to get 2 months premium back plus the interest. Well, the Prosperity return of premium is actually based on the annual premium. So if you die in year one, you get back a full annual premium. So even if you've only made two payments, say you're paying $100 a month. Well, you only made two payments. You only paid in $200. But if you pass away in that second month, you're getting the payment of an annual premium, which is $1,200 plus 10%. So it really, I call that a modified benefit. It's actually much closer to what a graded is. It's a percentage of the death benefit based on the annual premium. So they pass away in year one, it is 110% of the annual premium, not just what they paid in, but 110% of the annual premium. They pass away in year two, it's 230% of the annual premium. So actually 2 full years of premium plus the interest on that. So that's something that's different with that product. It, like I said, it does have debit cards, credit cards, bank drafts. It's got an optional POS, so they're going to do an MIB and script check, obviously. But if for some reason you're in a rush, they're in a rush, you know, client's getting ready to catch a bus, got to get to work, whatever it is, and you simply can't get a point of sale done, you can grab your signatures, get the bank information, and be gone. And as long as everything checks out from the script check and the MIB, there's no need for a phone call. Now, there's still a possibility that they could call after the fact and do a phone call, depending on what information they come up with. Now, that's not a recommended way to do it, because one, it's going to slow you down on the issue time, and two, something could always pop up. But I like that optional POS because, like I said, if you get in a situation where a phone call is not convenient, not going to work, you can still write the product. But if you do the phone call, you will get an instant decision on it. So they'll tell you right then whether it's approved or it's not. They do also have a voice app that is just like the Rural Neighbors voice app, where you can call in and do everything 100% on the phone. You can get voice signatures, no paper involved, final decision right there without having to do any paper whatsoever. There'll also be another carrier that will allow 45 days for that first draft. And, you know, all of our carriers are either 30 days or 45 days. There'll be another one reach out 45 days. The biggest thing probably with the Prosperity is that they're going to pay full commission on level, on graded, and on the return of premium or the modified. All of those will pay full commission all the way up through age 85. So, and that's something that, you know, with a lot of guys, they like writing Rural Neighbors, but then they have somebody that ends up graded with Rural Neighbors, or they'd be graded with anybody. And then they look at the commission schedule and they're like, man, Rural Neighbors kills me on this commission for graded product. Prosperity is going to pay you full commission on all products. All products, all ages, full commission. Now, the thing to keep in mind, the rates reflect that too. So, again, I said the opposite end of the spectrum of Oxford. You know, they have all three levels. Their rates aren't nearly competitive as Oxford's are. They are competitive in most instances, but they're never going to be the cheapest thing in your bag. So, again, it's not a panacea that's going to solve all problems, but it's going to be a great thing to have at your disposal, depending on what kind of situation you're in. The other thing that they'll do, it's another carrier that their tobacco question is cigarettes only. So your chewing tobacco, your cigar smokers, your pipe smokers, those are all going to be non-smoker rates. Cigarettes only on that. We can talk more about Prosperity. Like I said, we don't really have anybody we're just contracting up for that next week. Once we got some more guys in the pipeline that are getting ready to write it, we'll get a little bit more in depth with Prosperity, and possibly even have them on the phone call with us to go over some underwriting. Anybody have any questions on that in general? Okay. So, like I said, the field underwriting guide has been updated to reflect new carriers. In addition to that, other typos and errors have been corrected on it. So I highly recommend you print out a new copy of our tip sheet / field underwriting guide. I'll have that on our training site within the hour. Then the other thing that I've updated on there is our rate comparison sheet that shows all of our carriers from immediate or level to graded to return of premium in 5-year age brackets and how they compare to each other rate wise. When I'm in the field, I use that in every house because I'll narrow it down to, okay, I can get this person qualified with these four companies, and then I just want to glance across and get a general idea on the rates of those to make sure that, one, what I'm looking at is ballpark, so I make sure I'm getting them something that's not way out of line. And the other situation that I use that in is if I'm trying to replace – budget's an ultimate concern, I got to beat something, I could easily look at that and say, okay, in this instance, you know, I got a female 65-year-old smoker, who's going to be the cheapest carrier in my bag? So I know, you know, bottom line, what is the best rate that I can offer them? And it's not always going to be Oxford. Oxford non-smoker, usually going to be the cheapest thing in your bag. Not always, usually. Smokers, it's all over the board. So that tool is very helpful to sit down and look, okay, who's the cheapest carrier I have for a 75-year-old smoker? Because like I said, if you're in a replacement situation or whatever it may be, you can easily know who the cheapest one is. I know some of you guys use like a rate quoter, so you pay and subscribe to a rate quoter. My take on that is I only want to see the carriers that I have. I could care less, but some odd carrier that I don't have in my bag is. So this sheet right here gives you all the carriers that you have in your bag, and you can tell where they're going to compare at rate-wise. The updated version of that, which will have Oxford and Prosperity added to it, I'll have it on the training site within an hour. if you haven't been on our training site, it's www.petteradvantage.com/training. It is password protected. The password is agent-training. If you have any troubles with that or getting onto it, just give me a holler.
Say the website again.
You can get to it from our homepage too, but it's pacesetteradvantage.com/training. And the password is agent-training. But on there, if you haven't been on there, I mean, we've got the two things that I talked about, the field underwriting guide and the rate comparison, but there's also appointment setting scripts, sales presentation scripts, audio recordings. Most of our past conference calls are recorded on there if you want to go back and listen to those, and they're labeled by whatever we talked about that day. So you can say, oh, that one's on setting appointments off direct mail leads. I'd like to listen to that. You can click on it and listen to it. So good information on there, though. But I'll have that stuff updated, like I said, shortly here, and you can get on and print those two things out. like I said, we will get more into the Prosperity product and even Oxford if we need to in the coming weeks here. If you want to get contracted with Prosperity, shoot me an email, shoot Lisa an email, and we'll get that taken care of for you. Both the Oxford, if you haven't contracted with them yet, both the Oxford and the Prosperity is online contracting. Lisa will send you a link, and it's about 5 minutes to get it knocked out. Very easy to get it taken care of. So, the other thing I'd like to add to that is I've had some people, I mean, I've got agents that have been with us for 10 years, and Colin saying, do you guys have any kind of lead programs? And it flabbergasted me, but I guess that tells me I don't do a very good job of letting guys know exactly what we do have going on. But yes, we've got lead programs, fixed cost direct mail leads. We can help you do per thousand individual mail drops. I've helped a handful of guys get phone leads ordered just this past week. We've got a new digital lead program that we're just kind of in the process of feeling out right now that I think is very promising. So a lot of different things going on. So if you want help, ideas, or want to know what we can do for you lead wise, just give me a shout. So, that's hey, all Matt. I got. Yep.
Hey, this is Randy. Hey, I got a question. I wonder what percentage of agents use appointment setters with our company. Do you know?
You know, I do not know percentage wise. I'm going to say it's on the lower end. I don't know if anybody else wants to share their experiences with that. I've used an appointment setter some, kind of on and off. My general take is on appointment setters is they'll never do as good a job as you will unless you're terrible on the phone. So just production-wise, efficiency, productivity, they're never going to be as good as you setting your own appointments. That being said, there is also a time investment factor that it does alleviate from you. So that's something to weigh in there. Like I said, if anybody wants to have more conversations about that, give me a holler. Does anybody have anything out here they'd like to share about appointment setters? If you're good on the phone, and I don't mean great, but I mean acceptable, if you like the results you have on the phone, my general suggestion is don't do an appointment setter. And Well, a lot of times people fall into the trap of, oh yeah, but it's going to save me so much more time and this and that. And they're really just bullshitting themselves. Because when we look at it, the time investment for setting appointments is pretty small. It's an hour here, an hour there. Even if you called on two separate times during the day, it might be an hour in the morning and an hour in the afternoon. And that's usually, you know, 2 days a week where you have to actually get on the phone, maybe 3 days. Unless you're running 35, 40 leads a week, you know, then there's obviously a lot more time to spend on the phone. But if a guy's at 15 or 20 leads a week, that time investment for making appointments is small. So, I mean, I'm not saying don't do an appointment setter, but I think you're going to have better results doing it yourself.
Thank you.
Again, as far as setting appointments goes, though, we've got a script on our training website that I highly recommend. And I've used an appointment setter who was pretty good at what he does and just kind of let him fly on his own script for a while because he had something that he'd used for other agents. And then I got him started on my script, and even his results were much better using our script than what it was using what he'd used previously. So I'm a big believer in the phone script. If you are going to set appointments, I'm a big believer on the phone script that we have. And I recommend you do it to a T, nothing more, nothing less than what's on there. That being said, if you don't want to set appointments at all and you just want to grab your leads and go out and knock on the door, that is tried and true. I mean, over and over, it's been shown that you're going to have good results doing that. Anybody else have anything they'd like to add? Questions?
Yeah, Matt, I got two more. Matt?
Yep. What's up, Greg?
Okay, so I forgot. So with Oxford, let you guys know, I forgot two key areas. They have full commissions all the way up to age 85, so there's no reduction in commission up to age 85. And then if you place a 4,000 in a 30-day period of time, they're going to give you a 1,000 lead drop. If your area is going to, your zip codes that you may mail to or want to mail to, whether or not you're on a fixed lead cost or a mail drop, and if you get 1%, that's 10 extra leads a month. And you sell two or three of those, and not so bad.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Greg. That's important. All right. Well, that's all I've got. Appreciate you guys being on here with us today. As always, myself, Jerry, Lisa, if there's anything we can do for you, if you have anything we can help you out with, don't hesitate to give us a call. Do whatever we can to help you out. So other than that, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Take care.
Hey, Matt, you still there?
I sure am.